Intervju Radija Študent.
Oblikovalec Rudi Bauer. Draga poslušalka, dragi poslušalec, dober dan. V Ljubljani se te dni mudi švicarsko-francoski oblikovalec črk, knjig in plakatov, še bolj pa označevalec parkov in mest, profesor Rudi Bauer. Bauer ima dva oblikovalska studija, enega v Parizu in enega v Cirihu, kjer stoji tudi laboratorij za vizualne eksperimente. Ob delu redno predava na treh celinah, najraje o informacijskem oblikovanju v mestu, čemur se posveča tudi doktorski študij v Ženevi, katerega pobudnik je bil prav Bauer. Bauer je eden največjih poznavalcev in razvijalcev vizualnega označevanja v prostoru, tako da so že dolga leta njegova domena orientacija, identifikacija in tudi scenografija, saj je njegovo oblikovanje tesno speto z arhitekturo in urbanizmom. Pripravil je zelo dolg seznam raznoraznih oblikovnih rešitev, med njimi za mesto Lyon in za Dunajsko letališče, za park La Villette in za Centre Pompidou. Ta teden zaključuje delavnico na oddelku za vizualne komunikacije ALU, kjer študenti rešujejo vprašanje, kako izboljšati označbe v javnem prometu v Ljubljani in širše na sistemu javnega prometa v Sloveniji. Mi smo ga v učilnici akademije spraševali o vlogi oblikovanja v informacijski družbi, o trendih v dizajnu, o odnosu do naročnikov. Začeli smo s vprašanjem, kateri elementi so garant za dober dizajn.
For me, this humanistic dimension is absolutely essential. And inside of this humanistic dimension, we can find aesthetic, you can find context rightness, it's good for this place, is respectful, give you power, is not only commercial, not only egoistic, is not populist, is not all these elements are the contrary, as quality has to be very clear, because this is a very important, I think, element, is not to stress inutilely, but in any case is better to be codificated, that can be a, but in principle has to be easy to use and has to offer a little pleasure.
How do you conceive the relationship between graphic design and other visual arts? Or, well, a sub-question, is a designer a craftsman for various projects? Is his job only to present a pretty face to different projects or corporations? What do you think about that?
So I think the design at all, not only in the graphic design, in design you have two kind of designer. You have really this kind of designer who are on the service of, mm-hmm. and who accept what the client say and who make what the client say at all. And this relation, the client will something, okay, do it. I try to be out of this relation and try also, for me, is what is the real design, is really this capacity to analyze what's for me the point to start the design is when you understand the question from the client, mm-hmm. and you start to bring it to the analyze of the problem. Mm-hmm. So from case to case to don't answer, but to question a new question, to bring it to a new problem, because the answer is wrong. Because the problem is not yet at this point. The problem is, other point. Or because what they ask is not a good solution to resolve the problem. So this responsibility for me is absolutely central for design. Mm-hmm. To say we are over the client. We are this situation that we are surely in contact with the client, but we have to work for the person who use our element. We have to work for the society. Mm-hmm. So from time to time we are really difficult for the client. Mm-hmm. And that's a good designer.
What do you think? Which are trends in design popular today, or maybe will be?
The situation of design is very complex, because in the moment, politicians, but also the economy, know we need design. Design is this kind of new paradise of the instruments to make the future. So it's come to be very, very important thing. 10 years ago, it wasn't like this. Now we see all city will be a city of design. There are more and more exhibition, more and more. So politicians invest in design. So it has to come to be a very important thing. At the same time, I'm not sure it's only positive, this element, because this brings us to an obligation. And I prefer if design is not an obligation, but is a quality. And when we see a little bit the trends, the new feeling, we come to more and more in superficial, populist way of design. So I can just say, when we see the situation today, design is not a guarantee of quality. Design can be a guarantee of modernity, of trend, but is not a guarantee of quality. So we have to make an underpart of design, and I name it design civic. Is a design more responsible, a design who look to the ecology, to the social situation, to all this element inside of the project. But to do this, you have to be from time to time in opposition with the person's will for you.
So we live in an era of writing and reading. What does, in this context, mean for you to have a good typography?
At all, we are not only in a society of writing, we are in a society of information. So this is not absolutely the same. Huh? Mm-hmm. So we have to and more and more come to be a very, very important element. How can you make that an information is easy to use, is clear, is good structured, gives a good point, is open. So that's big, large problems of our society today. And we just make with the student a very exciting experience about the bus and the train station of Ljubljana. In the 19th century, when you had this situation, you built an architecture, you built, make places for. So today we can say the information is in the center. And you can make the structure of an architecture on base of the information. And when we look at a little bit more large, we can say if we will that a person go from one point to the other, come from other countries to Ljubljana and to Slovenia, we have to be very clear in the information. This is not the case at the moment. When you look at the programs of train and all this, is terribly complex. So how can we give a new clarity of this? This has to do with typeface, surely, but this has to do with system of information, and this has to do with picture. And this is three elements who are in the hand of the graphic designer, who he has to do. So I think in the moment we have very more problem to resolve at this, with this approach of information design, as to make a seduction with posters and all this. This we know what's happened. It's something easy. But to resolve problem of information, to make that the persons know what happen in a territory, know what this simultaneity of elements, this complexity of our society, and can bring it in a clarity, that's big challenge of our society.
Mm-hmm. I saw that you prepare a lot of design for different towns and cities. And how did you manage to, well, my question is how did you manage to reduce this complex image of a town in a sign? How did you do that?
Often I use one structure, and this is the structure of the language. I'm very inspired about the language. This is a language with grammatic, with vocabulary, with syntax, and with this quality, this capacity to contain differences. Every person speaks one language in a very different way, but every person can understand it. So this system interests me very, and I try to bring it in the visual language and to say we have to go over this only repetition, which is a little bit boring, to say we have a logotype and we repeat this logotype and this has to bring us to organizing. How can we give at a city a tool who give him the possibility not only to make the signature but to present the complexity of our reality? And again, is a point of information. How can you present in same time the opera, the punk theater, and all this? Because the richness of a city or of a territory is a difference. Mm-hmm. It's not to bring everything similar. So this is the starting point for elements where I try to work. For me, it's research. So it's. It's very difficult. We have to learn new, find out new way to invent also new attitudes of design. I present yesterday at the conference a new comment for a little city who would try to see the right all the element who was writing in a city as something like vegetation mm-hmm. who we have to bring in a harmony, to bring in a inequality, and every time to renew again. How is it not possible to speak like this about the writing in a city? Mm. And to say it's really something who can absolutely sad, like vegetation. No? If you don't make the effort to bring it on, quality can be also very sad. But if you work on it, if you make it better, if you look on the coordination in between the different visibility, if you have a general concept, you can really bring it to a quality of life.
Oblikovalec Rudi Bauer nam je v drugem delu pogovora povedal več o urbanem dizajnu, pa tudi o tem, kako je zasnoval razstavo svojih projektov v Parku Slovenske reformacije, torej v Parku za Figovcem, ki se odpira danes ob 18.
I saw also that you prepared various projects of urban designs, as is the project of the Parc de la Villette. Where in these cases, when you go to the city structure or to the town structure and to the buildings, where do you think is where design reaches its end and where does architecture start? Or is this a combination?
Often when we make a project together, architects and graphic designer, we see we are very good. We can be very good partners. We can really help us mutually and bring the project not only with the architect, with landscape planner, with light planner. So there are different element in the moment who are the element to construct a city, creation, creators. And if they work in synergy, and if they are able to make a kind of this construction of the hierarchy, who say the architect is on the top, the graphic design come at the end and make a little sign, but really to work in a way to say what is really the problems we have to resolve together. This gives new way of construction of this city. Mm-hmm. And more and more we are invited from architects to be part of our competition, to be part of our basic conception. And I think that's really the future, to say an architect is a part of a team who has at all not only to build the construction, but to make the conception of what is this fall and this empty, this night and this day, this stay here and go in transition, this here and this connection with the outside. All these problems are at all architecture or design, we can name it design. And I think the synergy in between the different approach of design are very interesting, because one look in priority about this and the other look at priority about this, and the connection of this element can give a very interesting project.
But do you think that one of the points where designers are more collaborating with architects is also because the buildings today themselves, some of them you can't understand them. One point. Maybe because they are more complex, and the other one because from the outside you don't know what's inside. 100 years ago or 150 years ago it was kind of different.
That's absolutely true, that the identity of the buildings are because we ask at the architect to make buildings who has in 10 years can have another function. Mm-hmm. So the function is not so clear today, connected with architecture. But at all, we have really also to say the city has come to be very more complex, very more quick, more persons who come from outside, who have to check very quick on the element. So this dimension make also that we need information. And we are in this capacity to have a guide with electronic, with but it's not enough. We need confirmation on the place. And we need also more and more, because the construction come often to be a little bit similar. We need a kind of confirmation of the singularity of the place.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, how can urban design improve the quality of an urban space?
No, I think it's a one dimension I don't speak a lot here is the problem of contextualization. And this is a problem who interests me very. I think we had this approach in the 70s and 80s who was very universal and was based, we have to find the signs who can every person read on the world. That's true, but I think it's a wrong problem, because we can really easily read signs for other societies. So it's not so really the problem. And one of the elements where human learn very very quick is to recognize an element in the system. You recognize a table with one ear. He cannot speak, but he knows that's a table because of this and this element, or that's a dog because, and the dog is different as a cat and all this. So we are able to recognize systems. So we don't. Why design all the dog similarly? It's a wrong problem. The problem is, how can we make systems that the sign has something to do with a dog? And then it's enough. So, and this means we can have a new liberty, and the problem is very more to connect this sign with the place who is present. And I think I don't test it so clearly in Ljubljana, but in other cities, the best example are the restaurants. Mm-hmm. The restaurants and the signs of toilets. They are very, very creative. They are very more creative as the graphic designer. Right? And one time it's this sign and one time it's this sign. And never we lose it. Mm-hmm. Or when we lose it, it's also not so a catastrophe. When we exchange the two signs. And this means we can read something in a context. In a context of a restaurant, when we will go to the toilet, we can make the difference in between men and women in a very easy way. Mm. And you can really make it complex, and we can do it. So the point is the connection in between the context. And this is interesting, because this means we have really to reinvent this element, and that's a part of her language, of her singularity.
So the last question I have is regarding your exhibition.
When asked me to make an exhibition, it was very exciting, and then he say, yes, exhibition can be outside. Mm-hmm. And what is an exhibition outside about graphic design? For me, was okay, in this case has to be an installation, has to be something who expresses capacity to make sign in a public space for a time. This is just for a time. Mm-hmm. And so has something to do with dimensions, has something to do with interaction. And this point, the interaction, interests me very, to say, okay, I make an exhibition, the public cannot read it only 2 meters from the text. He has to do something. He is part of the exhibition. And so I decided to make this big round element. You if you will see the exhibition, you have to transport them, to roll it. Mm-hmm. And this is for me a statement for the public space. How can we do that we start to be in a collective situation in this public space? Not only to travel, not only to, but to touch again the public space, to sit, to play, to be, to, it's our place. It's a place we have to invest. Mm-hmm. And so it's a citation for this investment.
Nocojšnjo otvoritev razstave Javni prostori, ki prikazuje 13 projektov studija Integral Rudija Bauerja, večinoma vezanih na urbani dizajn, bo zvočno inštalacijo opremil prav vaš najljubši radio, Radio Študent. Več o sami razstavi pa boste lahko slišali tudi danes ob 18, ko se bo z mesta same razstave uživo javila tudi naša ekipa. Sicer pa bo lesene kolute možno po parku rolati in vrteti vse do 5. maja. Snemalko je na topel popoldan pred Rudija Bauerja postavila na mizo Mateja Kurir.
Intervju Radija Študent.